24 to 27. Matthew 7, verse 24 to verse 27. Praise the Lord. Numbers are really very important in biblical history. Numbers are really very significant in biblical history. Amen. God does some certain manifestations, glorious manifestations on seventh day, seventh year, and seventh month. The number seven in the Bible signifies completion and perfection. Praise the Lord. Completion and perfection. Praise God forevermore. So anytime in the Bible you come across seven, know that it's a very significant number. And that is why this year is a very significant year in your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. And this month also is a very significant month in your life, because it's the seventh month in the year 2017. And we are reading the book of Matthew chapter 7. And we will read up to the 27th verse from the 24th verse. Let's rise on our feet to read the word of God together. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Want to go? Therefore, whoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. I titled today's message, How High Do You Want to Rise? Let me ask seven people, how high do you want to rise? Go ahead and ask them. How high do you want to rise in life? How high do you want to rise in life? Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for the gift of your word. And as we go into your word today, Lord, let your will be done. Spirit of the living God, be at liberty in our midst today to do what only you can do so perfectly. And so I submit myself under your divine intelligence that you will direct every word that comes out of my mouth, and let it be a blessing to everyone under the sound of my voice. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. How high do you want to rise? Praise the Lord. How high do you want to rise in life? How high do you want to rise academically? How high do you want to rise in your career? How high do you want to rise in your vocation? How high do you want to rise in your business? How high do you want to rise in your marriage, in your relationships? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How high do you want to rise materially, intellectually? How high do you really, truly want to rise? How high do you want to rise in your walk with God? Amen? How high do you really want to rise? Last week, the Lord revealed to us, as the Lord was sharing with us, revelations from the book of Kings, 2 Kings, chapter 4. And God introduced us to a woman of God who, of course, showed us exactly what it means to really love God and to really love God's people. Praise the Lord.
She showed us in practical terms what the Bible says in Matthew 22 and from verse 35 to 40. It tells us when Jesus was asked, what are the greatest commandment? And he said, there are just two of them. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And then the second one is like the first one. Love your neighbor as yourself. She actually practicalized this love to all of us. Praise the Lord. She showed that she loved God. She showed that she loved God's people. She showed to us that she was kingdom-minded. Let somebody say kingdom-minded. Praise the Lord. And God acknowledged her love, acknowledged her love sacrifice, and rewarded her. Praise the Lord. And rewarded her love with uncommon restoration, with showers of blessings in her life. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. And having said that, I don't know, as the Bible has said that the husbandman is the first partaker of the fruits. I don't know about you. Anytime that you make up your mind that you are going to love God, you are going to love God's people, you are going to obey God's word, your victory is certain. I said your victory is certain. Amen. You cannot lose following God. Praise the Lord. You cannot lose following God. All you need to ensure is that everything that you do, you are not doing it because you have an ulterior motive other than the motive of the love for God and the love for God's people. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. When you do the right things for the right reasons, your rising is inevitable. When you do the right things for the right reasons, your rising is inevitable. It is unstoppable. It is indestructible. Nothing can destroy it. As long as your motive is right. Amen. I shared the testimony with those who were the leaders at the night vigil. I said, I had a testimony to share with them of what happened. I made a payment to a company, and all the payment that I made was inclusive of a payment for a hall I wanted to use, which eventually I decided I wasn't going to use. And I had already paid hundreds of thousands for it. And by the time the Holy Spirit came to me and said, forget about the hall, take no thought about what you are planning concerning the hall, I told the Holy Ghost, I said, but you know that I've already paid for it. Praise the Lord. I've already paid for this. So I quickly called my oldest son. I said, bring the paper that they gave us. And let me check. Because immediately what came to my mind is, how do I get my money back? So, and my son read it. I said, mommy, you didn't read the little prints that are there. It says, non-refundable. Every money that is paid is non-refundable. So, and I said to the Holy Ghost, I said, well, if you are the one telling me to forget about my plan for the hall, which I have paid for, then it means that you have plans to give back the money to me. Is somebody hearing? Praise the Lord. You must have plan to return the money to me. I can't lose my money. Amen. When I'm trying to obey you. For if you are willing and obedient, according to Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 19, you shall eat the good of the land. If they take my money, that's not good. I can't hear you today. So the word of God must not return to him void. Glory be to Jesus. What I'm saying, you learn from this. Because this is how you fight a good fight of faith. It is with the word of God. So I left the matter there. I called them. And of course, they told me, sorry, any money that is paid, we don't refund it. I told the guy, I said, you will refund my own. He said, it is the company law. It is the company rules and regulation. Money is not to be refunded once it has been paid. I told him, I said, my own will be refunded. So he said, madam, well, the only thing I can do for you is that maybe, you know, if somebody else wants to use the hall and they want to make a payment, I will ask them to pay you directly. But even that is not a guarantee, because other people may want to pay and be wondering, why should the staff of the company be asking me to pay to a third party? Hello? That there must be something fishy going on. So he said, it depends. I said, I know my money will be restored to me. Praise the Lord. And I didn't give up on it. Beloved, don't give up. Whenever you receive a response that is contrary to what you believe God for, never you give up. The door is not shut until you receive what you believe God for. Praise the Lord. Don't give up until victory shows up to you. Because what man says does not necessarily translate to what God is saying. Hallelujah. The best of man is still man. It can never be God. Praise the Lord. So I left the matter, handing it over to the Holy Ghost. And what happened later? On Sunday, God told us about uncommon restoration. And here we prayed for a certain officer. Oh, glory, 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 glory. And a friend of mine that I had spoken to about what happened called me. That was on Monday. She called me and said, where are you? I said, I'm at home. He said, start dancing. I said, start dancing, okay? So I had the phone with me and I was dancing by myself. He said, I said, dance. Me too, I was dancing. I said, what is it? He said, I said, you should be dancing. So I was dancing. He said, this is how our God is wonderful. He said, what happened? She said, you know, when you told me that thing, there is a sister that I know that knows the owner of that company. I called that sister. I said, this is what happened. She too, she's a widow. Her husband was buried there, you know, on their grounds. And he said, I told her, she said, she told me, said, that guy loves money. Oh, I don't think he can return the money. So she was telling me that. I said, it's not possible. The king's heart is in the Lord's hand, and he turneth it whichever way that he wills. God will turn the heart of this guy. If he does not refund money, my own, he will refund it. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So I started dancing, and he called and said, you will not believe it. After I spoke to her, she dropped the phone. A guest was in her office, and she was escorting the guest to his car outside. Lo and behold, who just drove and parked next to the guest? It was the owner of the company. And the manager that was telling me, the company does not refund money. So immediately she saw them, he said, this is the Holy Ghost. She started shouting that because the Holy Ghost, remember last week we said it, he orchestrates the right thing at the right time. You'll be in the right place to get the right results. Glory be to Jesus. She was shouting, afraid, this must be God. And the guy said, what is it? What is it? He said, I want to talk to you about somebody. There's this woman. She paid for the hall. She didn't use it. And she's asking for a refund. And they are saying this. So the owner said, I don't know about the case. The manager said, sir, I know about her case. Glory be to Jesus. The certain officer arose. And what happened? The king said, restore unto her her money.
Glory be to Jesus.
Amen. God will appoint a certain officer for you that will restore to you all that you have lost in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What you have lost in time, what you have lost in funds, what you have lost in relationships, God will cause a certain officer to restore them back unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. There shall be showers of blessings for you. I said there shall be showers of blessings for you. So today, let's look at what God has for us in Matthew 7. What I really want to share with you briefly, it's about foundation, the solid foundation that one must have. Remember, I asked you at the beginning, ask your neighbor, how high do you want to rise? Praise the Lord. How high do you want to rise? Do you know that it does not depend on God how high you want to rise? It depends on you. If you are willing to go higher than you are, God is willing to go with you. You are the one that puts a limit onto how high you can go. Now, how high we rise in life would depend on the quality of our foundation. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Brother Bambo, please come up. I want Brother Bambo to tell us a little bit. He is involved in building. So I want him to tell us exactly what it entails. If I want to build a house, if I want a bungalow, if I want a one story, or I want a high rise. Can you please tell us the foundation that is needed?
Praise the Lord. For bungalows, we call it ordinary strip. You don't have to dig deep. Just take 150 mm topsoil, put your concrete. It's a very... Okay, for bungalows, you just use ordinary strip and you are there. Just a little bit digging. For a story building...
A little bit digging.
A little.
Very good. That's the best move I can understand.
Then for a story building or two-story building, you go a bit deeper to a famous soil. Then if you are going for a high-rise, those high-rise you see, most times the foundation of those high-rise is times two of the building. Yes. Most times, those foundations you see, those building you see on Marina, the foundation most times is times two because they use pile and they have to keep digging deep till they get to a strong strata deep down the water.
Praise the Lord. Why do they have that kind of foundation?
Because of the because of the height they are going to.
Yes.
For you to go to that height, you have to go deeper first.
Oh, glory. Please put your hands together for him. Higher heights is determined by deeper depths. Write that down. Higher heights is determined by deeper depths. Praise the Lord. You want to rise high in every area of your life, you must be prepared for a digging deep. Praise the Lord. And how many of you know that digging, if the land could able to cry, it will really seriously cry. Sometimes on a land you want to dig, you encounter a lot of oppositions. There may be rocks, real stones on the way that sometimes ordinary machine cannot get you beyond that stone. You need to blast it. Sometimes you use dynamite. Glory be to Jesus. Tell your neighbor, she's going somewhere with this. So if the land, if the ground could really cry, it will cry because of the blasting of the rocks. Praise the Lord. And exactly it is like our lives.
God wants to dig you down so that he can lift you up. And during the season of digging, it can be painful. When there is a rock stronghold that is in your heart that God has to blast with some spiritual divine dynamite, you cry, it's as if you are going to die, but you are not going to die. It is for you to live. Praise the Lord. Oh Lord, how long am I going to go through what I'm going through right now? God said, don't ask me how long. Ask me how deep. Because I need to dig you deep so that you can attain higher heights. Praise the Lord. It's so wonderful for us to look at things and say, oh, the blessing of God is wonderful. God prophesied that he's going to do this in my life. These lofty ideas that I have. And all of us behold and we see, oh, it's so wonderful. But beloved, for you to partake of it, there is going to be a digging down. Praise the Lord. And if you do not dig down enough, and you choose to build something lofty on a foundation, just like we have had, you want a high rise, and then you just think the foundation is the one that those Mala is just going to use their shovel to remove. What do you think is going to happen to your high rise? Amen. There will be, as the Bible said in our text, a great fall. It said, great shall be the fall. Why? Because the foundation is inadequate to carry the building. Praise the Lord. It's the same in every of life's endeavors. Whether it's in your business, whether it is in your marriage, whether it's in your career, in anything that you are involved in life, if you choose that you are going to rise to the highest of heights there, then you must be prepared for deeper depths in your foundation. Your foundation must be really, truly strong for you to be able to carry something that others can behold and said, this must be the doing of the Lord. Because it shall be marvelous in their sight and in your own sight also. Hallelujah. There is no one in this world that has attained greatness that have not had to go through some form of crisis and chaos in their lives. But you see, crisis and chaos do not come into your life to kill you or to destroy you. It is so that you can attain the higher heights that will glorify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I told you that God loves to show himself up. He just wants to show up. Amen. Many times in the Bible, he says, so that they will know that I am he. Hallelujah. God loves showboating. Amen. So today, from our text, I want us to look at some key divine insights that can really, truly help us. Why it is important for us to have solid foundation. Number one, whatever is not properly grounded, great will be the fall of it. Whatever is not properly grounded, great will be the fall of it. Praise the Lord. Whatever is not properly grounded, great will be the fall of it. It's not a small fall. It is a great fall. That's what the Bible says. So the strength, the confidence, the hope, the tenacity, the wisdom that is required to withstand the pressure are lacking. Why? Of the great fall is what I'm telling you. Where there is no tenacity, where there is no wisdom. You know, the Bible says wisdom is profitable to direct you. Hallelujah. When you lack an understanding, You are wise to begin to seek for understanding rather than assume that you have enough to take you through. This is why I am, you know, an unrelenting advocate of counseling, particularly in the area of marital relationship. Those who want to get married. Because she loves me, he loves me, won't get you all the way. Hallelujah. Romance is not what makes a marriage to stay for 40, 50 years. It's not romance. It is commitment. I am committed to you. You are committed to me. We are committed to this cause. Praise the Lord. Because it's not all the time that in marriage that romance is there. Your partner is not always your favorite person all the time. Are there married people in this place? Because you do some things, it's like, where did I get this one from? What's going on here? Praise the Lord. It is commitment. You're committed to it. So you want to get married, you need to understand what you are getting yourself involved in. It's not about, your heart is doing like railway. Hey, anytime you see your spouse. Look, praise the Lord. Love is not romance. Love is commitment. Can I hear an amen here? It is commitment. It's not what you people think that it is. They say, I can't sleep. If I don't marry her, I will die. And then you marry her, you say, look, I want to get out of this. No, you live with your choice. I thought I'll get an applause from there. Hallelujah. You live with your choice. Praise the Lord. So all this idea of thinking that the grass is greener on the other side is a lie of the devil. Whatever you have, you make it to become what you want. Oh. Tell your neighbor, keep living. You know, many of you are young. You have not reached that stage yet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So no matter what, it will require strength. It will require your tenacity. It will require your confidence in God, your hope in God. The Bible says the hope that we have in Him is an anchor for our soul. It anchors your soul. Praise the Lord. So without all these things being present and you want a high rise, where are you living? You are in a wonderland that does not exist. Alice in Wonderland. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you see greatness, it is because they have overcome multiple crises. They have overcome serious blasting of the stone. Glory be to Jesus. They have overcome their own lustful desires. They have overcome self. It's my life. I can do whatever I like with it. Well, good news. It's not yours. That's the truth. Many say life is a gift. I don't think so, according to the Bible. Praise the Lord. When someone gives you a gift, they don't take it back. When God gives you life, He takes it back. So life is a loan. Hallelujah. I said life is a loan. And life is time. And time is opportunity. And all God will ask you is, what did you do with what I gave you while you are here on earth? Praise the Lord. How many of you still want to really rise high? So you don't mind when the dynamites come. You make sure you are ready for the dynamites. Bring it on. Bring any dynamites that you want. Bring abuses. Bring reproach. Bring rejection. Bring abandonment. Bring hate.
Hello, somebody. Bring poverty. Bring lack. Bring betrayal. Bring any form of trial in this world. I will still stand after. What makes you stand is the quality of your foundation. Many Christians today, many people go to church. They are just there for statistics' sake. The word is not finding entrance into their heart because they are not giving it what it requires of them to win. It's not enough to just sit down and hear a very good message. What you need to do, what are the keys? What are the insights? What is the revelation that is there that I can apply into my situation and then get a transformation in my life? But many people sit in churches week in, week out, just dancing, enjoying the music, enjoying the preaching of the pastor. Praise the Lord. But they are not using what God is giving to them. God every day is giving them keys for them to use to open the door into a higher level. And they go out of there not even taking delivery of their own keys. And then before you know it, you are frustrated. You are disgusted. You are saying that this thing is not working. No. What are you doing with what God is giving you week in, week out? How are you applying the word that you are hearing into your own life? Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. No blessing is going to drop on your laps. You will have to fight to hold on to it. Praise the Lord. You will have to fight a good fight of faith. And many could have risen higher than where they are today if they were really, truly willing to pay the price that it would demand of them. Praise the Lord. But anytime that you see the dynamites coming, you run away. You say, not today, no credit today, come tomorrow. Anytime you're doing that, you are postponing your own victory day. You are postponing it. It's like somebody, you go to the doctor, they say, oh, okay, oh, whatever. Ah, I'm not feeling good. God, doctor, what can you do? They say, look, if to give you an instant relief, we're going to have to use an injection. You say, I don't take injection. Are there tablets? You say, yes, it will take tablets, but it will take some time, you know. It will be delayed for you to have the relief. Many of us, until it gets to that point where you don't really have any other choice anyway, the injection you thought you couldn't take, you will take it. Hello? I don't like injection. That one, you say, give it to me quick. Praise the Lord. So if you are here today and you have been dodging the trials that are coming into your life, not because it's to kill you, it's to actually make you stronger, is to build a strong foundation for you because of your high rise. So if you have been dodging it from today, you will no longer dodge it. So if it is injection that it will require for you to get to where you are going, beloved, open wherever you need to open to receive it. Glory be to Jesus. You don't understand that. When you grow up, you get it. Second key insight. Structure is equally important. Structure. You build a structure, the foundation must be solid. It determines the kind of structure that you are going to build on it. Hallelujah. Matthew 16:17. Let somebody quickly open to that. Brother Bambo, quickly. Matthew 16:17.
And Jesus answered,
yes.
And said unto him,
mm-hmm.
Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. Peter gave an answer to Jesus Christ, and Jesus said, this one is not flesh and blood that revealed it to you. It has to be God. This is a divine revelation. Hallelujah. Why am I talking about the issue of revelation here? Because revelation is what you need to take you to where you want to go. Revelation is the instruction that is behind every word that God gives you. That is the revelation. So, to be grounded in the word is to be consistently exposed to revelation in your life. The reason why people, you know, on your way, you are happy, you've received the word of God, blah, 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 and a test comes immediately, and then you fall flat on your feet, and the center does not hold again. Why? It is because all that you have, all that you are shouting about, is not a revelation. Praise the Lord. It has not become a revelation for you on the inside. You remember during the fasting period, I said something. I said, it's a good thing to hear. Amen? It's a good thing to read. But the two of them must be put together. And what is the result of that? It must result in sight. If you cannot see yourself in it, you can't possess it. So until it becomes a personal revelation for you, the blessing is still in view. Amen. Revelation is what brings transformation. And you ask, Lord, how do I move from where I am to where I want to go? Fill yourself with the word. Read it to yourself. Time and time, over and over again. Until it drops from your conscious mind to your subconscious mind. Praise the Lord. It doesn't just happen at one service. Praise the Lord. That's why after a service, what you have had, you go home again and check it. And then look for your situation and how you can apply it to get out of wherever you are that you don't like. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Number three. God brings promotion. In other words, the rise comes when God can see in you himself. Your rising shows up when God can see himself in you. Praise the Lord. Genesis chapter 3. We know the story of what happened between Adam and Eve in the garden. A third party was introduced. The serpent came to beguile Eve. And they ate the forbidden fruit. And because they ate it, the Bible said their eyes opened. And they realized that they were naked. And because of that, they used some things to cover themselves up. And because they knew that they had done something wrong that would not be pleasing to God. So where God was meeting with them regularly, they were absent. And the Bible said, Adam, where are you? How many of you remember that God asked the question? Now, the real issue is God, the Bible says, his eyes go to and fro. The Bible said there is nothing that is hidden from God. Now, why would God be asking the question when he already knows the answer? Why would he ask, Adam, where are you? He knew where he was. It's because it is not about Adam's physical location. It is about his spiritual location. Because when you are alive in God, in Christ, it's easy for God to meet with you. Oh, glory be to Jesus. But when you are dead, when the relationship between you and God has been cut off through sin or by sin, what happens? He won't find you where he used to find you before. And because sin came in, he wasn't where God expected them to be. They were not there anymore. So he asked, Adam, where are you? Because God himself cannot behold sin. Glory be to Jesus. Where are you? So when there is nothing in you that looks like him, your rising is still in view. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Number four, storms affect those who are least grounded. Storms, I'm telling you the keys that are from our text today. And in our text today, it is revealed, two mindsets are revealed to us there. Same condition that came against two different people, two persons. The condition was the same. Praise the Lord. The houses were next to each other. So that's how you know the revelation behind this. That it is not about really a physical location. Because one was built on the rock. If the one, the next one is it, is also on the rock. But the Bible said it was built on sand. Why did the Bible say that it was built on sand? Because it was not built on the word of God. Praise the Lord. That's why Jesus told Peter there. He said, Peter, God revealed this to you. And upon this rock, I don't build it. I don't build my church upon sand. It's not talking about physical sand. I don't build it on the flesh. I don't build it on the pattern of operation of this world. I build it on a rock, solid rock. And what is the rock? The word of God. So upon the word of God, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So no matter the storm, the wind, and the flood that hits it, it will keep standing on what? On the word. So when the word, when you are grounded in the word, you are immovable. You will not shift ground. No matter what comes against you, you stand sure and say, these two shall pass, and I will still remain standing. One man standing, and it's going to be me. Hallelujah. The devil will not weary me. I will weary the devil. Jesus wearied the devil. It was the devil that had to flee. Praise the Lord. Storms affect those that are least grounded in the word. Are you grounded? Ask yourself, how grounded are you in the word of God? If Jesus was not grounded, there is no way that he would have come out of that wilderness victorious. Yeah. He went into the wilderness 40 days, 40 nights, fasting. He came out of there victorious over every temptation that the enemy brought his way. And after that, he defeated the enemy there and he became victorious. What happened? The Bible says his fame was moving around. He began to do things that people did not expect a son of carpenter to do. Hallelujah. When you are grounded in the word, you will do exploits that people who once knew you will not be able to recognize you, because things in your life would have changed so much. You will shift from lamentation to laughter. You will shift from timidity to courage. You will shift from fear to faith. You will shift from lack to abundance. You will shift from barrenness to fruitfulness. The Bible said his fame went all around. Why? Because he was victorious. He didn't give up. If you don't have a solid foundation, God can't take you up there. Praise the Lord. Number five, storms come to test our foundation. Storms come to test our foundation. To test how balanced you are. Some of us need to live a balanced life. We need a balanced life. We spend very little time with God and so much time with what we call job or work or career. You have to balance your life. When a structure is not properly balanced on a solid foundation, of course, it will crash when pressure comes. Just like a house in my area there that collapsed some years back. Everybody that saw the house, in fact, they baptized and named the building Titanic. In fact, we all should have known that naming it Titanic means that is actually going to sink because the Titanic sank. I don't know how they built it. It's a gigantic building. I think it's a three, sister Fumi, how many story building is that house? Three or four? Four. I saw it. The thing was like this. Not balanced. A big building. They gave it to a developer to build. So people saw it and said, this must be the Titanic. And whatever they called it, it became. Because one day, the whole building came crashing down. Not into rubbles. Beloved, I've never encountered such a thing before. It just went straight down. Inside. This is not the one that, oh, it collapsed on this side. We could not see the building. Except the roof. I've never encountered such a thing before in my life. Sister Fumi was there. Everybody went there, including the governor there. We were looking at it. It was unbelievable. Four-story building. And people were there. It happened around 6 p.m. People had come back from work in their home. You can imagine being on the fourth floor. All of a sudden, you just saw the ground shifting and you are going down. And they were all down there. Papa, Julius Baga tried to do this. I think a few people were rescued from the place. People were still phoning. We are here. We are this until their battery ran out. And there was nothing they could do. After 3 days, they abandoned the search. And that was the end. Why? Because the structure was not balanced, because the foundation was faulty. It was inadequate to carry the dream. Hallelujah. So you may have lofty dreams. Is your foundation balanced enough to carry the structure of your dream? I want to get first class. I want to get this study in school. Is your foundation strong enough to carry it? Let's go and pray. Ah, no. It's time to play. No, the people that get the first class, when you are playing, they are praying and they are studying. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Ah, I have photogenic brain. Read. I have a fantastic memory. Study. Praise the Lord. They are not just going to, it's not use. Wishers are never winners. It's not a question of wishing. You put yourself into what you want to do. Give it your very, very best. God is not going to support your candidacy of lack. Hallelujah. He will not support your candidacy of laziness. He will not support your candidacy of slothfulness. God doesn't support or endorse such people. Praise the Lord. When you put in your best, then God will do his best. Amen. Is somebody hearing God here today? Number what is that? Five, six. Doers are destined to reign. They are destined to rise and shine. Doers are wonders in their generation. In our text, the Bible says, the doer of the word is likened to a man that built his house on what? On a rock. A man that has a solid foundation. So doing the word of God is in your own interest. Hallelujah. Whatever the Bible tells you, how to behave, how to conduct yourself, the kind of attitude that you should hold, how you treat other people, it is in your own interest. Praise the Lord. Number seven, it is not what happened to you. It is not your existing condition that is stopping you from rising to whatever level that you want to go. It is lack of understanding of your position. It is not what happened to you in life. Oh, the reason why life, things are like this for me is because of where I was born, is because of who my father was, is because I didn't have a mother, is because I didn't have a father, is because I didn't have this. When you are in Christ, all those stories, hallelujah, your past is forgotten because God is not going to consult your past to give you a future. Praise the Lord. You see, that's the good news about being in Christ. That whatever I have been, whatever I have done, no matter how I've been treated, no matter what people had done to me, they don't count. When you come to Christ, they don't count anymore. Now, you can count my past against me, but you see, you still don't matter because you will not be invited to the conference room between God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit when they are deciding my case. You are inconsequential to their decision. Praise the Lord. So don't look at your past. Maybe you're here, your foundation is faulty. You know that your foundation is faulty. You know that the reason why you are not able to withstand the storm and the flood and the wind that has come against you, the reason why you keep compromising, the reason why you keep going back to your vomit is because you know that you have not given it all that it demands of you for you to be victorious. And that's why you keep bowing down to those things and compromising and say, I cannot be better than what my past has revealed. I cannot do better than what is happening to me. No, you can do better. Praise the Lord. You can do better. Why? Because we have the good news. And the good news says that God, according to Psalm 145 and verse 12, that God is the one that raises up those that are bowed down. He's the one that lifts up those that have been brought low. So if life has brought you low, God will lift you up. If you have been caused to bow down, God will raise you up. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So it does not matter what your past has revealed. Let the past be the past. Help me tell your neighbor, your past is your past. Many a times we allow our past to bleed into our present and then it pollutes our future. And then you don't see yourself rising. No, you can't rise. You must cut off from that past. And sometimes the past may not even be a bad past. Hello? It could even be a level of success. But for you to have a higher level of success, you need to let go of your present level of success. Hallelujah. Lest you start building a shrine around it and say, start worshiping it. Ah, this is how you see now. I used to squat with somebody, but now I'm living in this. We are talking about you owning a high rise. We are still talking about, praise the Lord. How far do you want to rise? Because it depends on you this morning. How far do you want to go in your academics? It depends on you this morning. On your job, how far do you want to rise there? Amen. Amen. You had a brother sharing his testimony. Amen. When you are employed, then now you are employing people into the same company. You now become owner. You thought that just came, okay, just because the man of God said it. No, he took the word and acted on it. Praise the Lord. If he sat down in his house and said, okay, the man of God has said, this is what is going to happen, and he's sleeping and folding his hand, he will miss every opportunity that comes his way. Because when God wants to bless you, he will first give you opportunities. Praise the Lord. Father, I want to pay my rent, or I have no money. Then God will give opportunity. Our sister was sharing a testimony. She said, paying rent and doing all these things. And she gave. And the Bible, and she said, the money that I gave, I wanted to use it for my rent. Hey, God, you have to come through for me. How am I going to do it? How will I get the money? And God probably will be looking at her. Because sometimes when you need money, you are expecting money. But God doesn't always answer you that way. Hallelujah. You ask for money, God will answer with opportunity. And the opportunity came. And a woman said, why don't you take lesson for my children? First of all, she said 1 month. And God said, no. I need to give her exceeding abundantly above what she can think or ask or imagine. Praise the Lord. So the woman said, I increase it to 2 months. But all your transportation here in advance, take it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Nothing just happens. Amen. Stop sitting down and just hoping that somebody is just going to look at you and then just come to you and just say, all that I labor for, I hand it over to you. It's not going to happen like that. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. We are not giving anything. You are not helping anybody. You don't put your best in anything you do. You do something at an average level and then you want to receive from a high level. You are a joker, a fraud. Stop it. Praise the Lord. That's why a lot of people, you are carrying Bible around, lazy Christians. They can't do anything. Then you say you are praying. He can abachatabra. Shut the tongue and do some work. Hallelujah. Stop carrying Bible around that is not marking your life. I don't care what you write on your Bible. You can write Pope so and so. You can write Bishop so and so on it. If the word is not working in your life, there's something wrong with you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. And you won't like me for that, but it doesn't matter. Because it's the truth. God needs to blast out all those strongholds from your heart today so that you can be free to be all that God called you to be. Amen. Stand on your feet. Today we are going to give thanks to God. I believe that God has done something with his word in your life today. And I believe God for you. That the least that you will be in your life, in your career, is today. The least that you will have in your possessions is today. The least that you will rise financially is today. The least is today. After today, something will change in your life. Praise the Lord. If you have had a picture of an average person, today by the word of God that has come forth, it is shattered. It is shattered. It is shattered. in the name of Jesus. Like our brother reminded us what Pastor used to say. He said, stop pitying God. God is not short of resources. We are not in recession. There is no recession in the kingdom of God. There is only an ascension. We are going up. Top is where we belong. And there's so much space at the top. It's too crowded on the ground. Hallelujah. It's too crowded here. I want to be one of the people that are at the top there. When you are at the top, you make decisions. When you are at the top, people listen to you. When you are there, you become a voice. When you are at the top, you can make impact in people's lives. I shared the testimony of that woman who finally became the first lady of Zambia. Yes. Until she got to the top, she didn't have a voice. But when she got there, she said, all these poor people, now I'm in a position to take care of their needs. You've got to get to the top. Help me tell your neighbor, it's time to go on top. Praise the Lord. Begin to thank the Lord because there's a space for you at the top. There is a space. Thank God for that space. Thank God for your platform. There is a platform for you. Hallelujah. This is our season of rising. It's time for you to take your place at the top. It's time for you to rise up to it. It's time for you to rise up to it. Change your mentality. Change your poverty mentality. Change it today. Let the word of God mark your life because the word works and it works wonders. Let it work wonder in your life. Begin to thank the Lord for a new rising in your life. Thank him for a new rising in all your concerns. No more being laid back. Give it everything that he demands from you. Give it all. Give it your all. God is able to do it. Don't pity God. He can do much more than you can ever dream about. When you think it is enough, God is just beginning for you. So begin to thank him. Thank him. He's taking you to. Thank him. Thank him. Give thanks to God. Appreciate him because he's taking you to higher heights. Every faulty foundation, Father, by the power and the blood of Jesus, let every faulty foundation here, O Lord, be healed in the name of Jesus. Let it be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every inadequacy in your foundation, Father, in the name of Jesus and by your mercy, Lord, bring correction to it in Jesus' mighty name. Father, the faith that is needed by your people, O Lord, to stand and to stand in the face of every opposition, let that faith begin to operate in their life. Let it find expression through their lives in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. You will not miss your season. If you have been missing it before, from today, I prophesy to your life, you will no longer miss your season in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is the smallest that you will be in your life today. From today, you are rising to higher heights. Spiritually, you are rising. Materially, you are rising. Financially, you are rising. Maritally, you are rising. In the name of Jesus, academically, you are rising. On your job, you are rising. In your career, you are rising. In your business, you are rising. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This is a day of joy for you. I said, this is a day of joy for you. Amen. This is a day of joy for you. Amen. There shall be deeper depths and there shall be higher heights for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, begin to bless his name. Let's just bless his name. Bless the name of the Lord. Glorify his name. Glorify his name. Glorify his name. Bless him. Bless him. He's a faithful God. He will remain faithful to you. Even when you are unfaithful, God will remain faithful to you. God will open a new chapter for you. A new chapter for you. It's a new day. It's a new day. In Jesus' mighty name.